It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. The Associated Press has called Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race for Republican Dave McCormick, toppling a longtime incumbent and adding to Republicans' gains nationwide. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Former hedge fund manager Dave McCormick ended Bob Casey's hopes of a fourth term in the U.S. Senate, according to the AP, bringing Republicans up to 53 seats in the chamber. McCormick wins back a Pennsylvania Senate seat for the GOP after Republican Mehmet Oz lost the seat formerly occupied by Pat Toomey to Democrat John Fetterman in 2022. McCormick ran for that seat but lost to Oz in a crowded primary. During this campaign, McCormick called Casey a do-nothing career politician, dubbing Casey Punxsutawney Bob, saying Casey only raised his head every 6 years to run for office. Casey had won six straight statewide elections dating back to 1996 when he first won Auditor General. He was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2006, beating incumbent Rick Santorum. Casey's campaign says the race cannot be called as there are still tens of thousands of ballots to count across Pennsylvania, including military and overseas ballots. If the final tally is within a half a point, the Casey campaign could request a recount, though those recounts rarely change the outcome of a race. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State and local fire officials have been busy these last few weeks as the weather remains dry. The number and chance of wildfires remains high. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
The New Jersey Forest Fire Service reported Thursday night that after working on a 300-acre wildfire in Burlington and Camden counties, it was about 50% contained. At the same time, crews are still working on other wildfires, including in Gloucester and Ocean counties.
It just seems like it's been nonstop.
That's Chief of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, Bill Donnelly. He said come Friday, another day of dry weather could pose some serious wildfire problems in an already busy time.
I think so far this year we've had over 8,000 acres burn here with over 1,200 wildfires. This year's been crazy dry, which everyone knows. Hopefully we get some precipitation here in the not too distant future and we can start putting some of these wildfires to bed and give our folks a break.
Overnight, fire officials say they'll be strengthening and monitoring containment lines in the wildfire that stretched across the woods in Evesham Township and Voorhees. Trevor Rayner, an assistant division forest fire warden, said Thursday evening that although a little more than 100 homes are still threatened, they felt comfortable to lift evacuation orders.
We're going to keep patrolling this fire, making sure things are good, keep up in that containment percentage, and just keep responding to fires throughout the state here.
In South Jersey, Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Portal art installation in Love Park has been relocated to make way for the Christmas Village returning for a 17th season. KYW's John McDevitt reports the new location at 16th Street and JFK Boulevard will soon have a new look.
After being moved a short distance away from where it was originally installed in Love Park last month, the Philly Portal live stream was turned back on at 4:28 Thursday afternoon. The Christmas Village will soon be going up in the park. The 8-foot-tall circular structure connects three cities on a rotating 3-minute cycle to Vilnius, Lithuania, Lublin, Poland, and Dublin, Ireland. Folks on both sides of the screen interact with each other. Michael Numis is the 2026 director for the city of Philadelphia. He says the backdrop here in Philly that the people in the other cities will see is going to look a little different.
You're going to see the space really transform into a holiday spectacle. There'll be increased holiday lighting. There will be some activation spaces for people to sit and relax and enjoy this. You know, in the next 2 weeks, we'll have a celebration of Irish answers. There will be some podcasts associated with the Philadelphia Eagles game. It's going to be a space where people can come and create.
The Philly portal is currently the only one in the United States. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.